Your Safety, Security, and Belonging by Dr. Neil T. Anderson. Read by Jason Brown. Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Not only was Adam given a significant authoritative role at creation, he also enjoyed a sense of safety and security. All his needs were provided for. Adam was completely cared for in the garden, and he had plenty to eat, and there was plenty for the animals. He could eat of the tree of life and live forever in God's presence. He lacked nothing. When Adam sinned, he lost that sense of safety and security. Before, he was naked and unashamed. After, he wanted to hide from God and cover up. The first emotion expressed by fallen humanity was fear. Safety and security is another facet of our inheritance in Christ. We have the riches of His kingdom at our disposal and His promise to supply all our needs. Adam and Eve also experienced a sense of belonging in that perfect garden. Adam apparently enjoyed intimate one-on-one communication with God before Eve was created. Then God said it was not good for man to be alone. So He gave Eve to Adam and Adam to Eve to enrich his experience of belonging. Before the fall, Adam and Eve had a sense of belonging, but after the fall, they felt rejected, experiencing a need to belong. It is one of our greatest needs today. Notice that what were attributes before the fall became needs after the fall. I believe that a true sense of belonging today comes not only from knowing that we belong to God, but also from belonging to each other. When God created Eve, He established human community. It's not good for us to be alone. Aloneness can lead to loneliness. God's preventative for loneliness is intimacy, meaningful, open, sharing relationships with one another. In Christ, we have the capacity for the fulfilling sense of belonging, which comes from the intimate fellowship with God and with other believers.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.